Let me say something that might make you uncomfortable. Most people do not lack money. They lack the capacity to receive abundance. And that's why even when money comes, it does not stay. Even when opportunities come, they don't last. Even when success comes, it feels empty. And if we truly understand reality, abundance is everywhere. But this life and this new year will not reward manifestation tricks. It will not reward hustle, and it will not reward just hard work alone. 2026 will reward your alignment. In this video, I'm not going to give you big goals or fancy strategies. I'm going to share 7 very small habits, almost boring habits, that quietly decide whether abundance flows into your life or avoids you completely. And when we say abundance at ACS, it doesn't mean just money. This itself is a huge misconception. Abundance is peace. Abundance is love. Abundance is happiness. Abundance, of course, is also money and finances. There are different forms of abundance, and we will understand the science of attaining all of it today. And stay with me till the end, because the 7th habit here is what most spiritual people avoid, and that is why they are stuck. The first habit for abundance is to begin to see abundance everywhere. The moment you reduce abundance to money, you enter scarcity, because money is only one expression of abundance, not the source of it. Just look at the world around you. There is abundance everywhere. The air is abundant. The water is abundant. The love that we have in our lives is abundant. And the technology we have, through which you are able to see this and understand these concepts, which was impossible a few decades ago. Now, this is abundance. When we begin to see and appreciate abundance for what it is in all its forms and expressions, then we welcome all forms of abundance. We become aligned to abundance. But when the mind says, what about money? What about my finances? And when we are stuck just focusing about money, now that is when we enter scarcity. That is when we are not understanding abundance for what it is, and instead focusing on just one expression of abundance and giving a lot of importance to that one aspect of abundance. Instead, if we just let go of it, and if we can see everything as one, and if we can see ourselves as being abundant, this shift can change everything for us. The Upanishads therefore say Purnamada Purnamidam, which means that God is complete and abundant, it is full, and this universe and you yourself are that fullness. You yourself are that completeness or abundance. Now that is what we must begin to see. And when we begin to see abundance in everything and in our own self, then I promise you, you will begin to attract abundance in all its forms into your life. So people who obsess over money repel it, but people who are rooted in abundance attract it. And here is a practical habit. Every day, consciously acknowledge abundance in all its forms, in health, in time, in relationships, skills, opportunities, and so on. With this, let's come to the 2nd habit, which we call conscious contributions at ACS. Giving is very, very important. When I started to understand the power in giving, it completely changed my life. And it is one of the core tenets at Advaita Conscious Society right now, which is to give, which is to contribute to the world as much as possible in different forms. You know, even the videos that we put out, hundreds and hundreds of hours of content that we put out, is for this purpose. And not only this, whatever revenue we generate as an organization, a certain portion of it, we reserve it for activities like this, to support different causes and to support different initiatives through which we can give as an organization. And not just that, within ACS, every member is encouraged to give. And we also have a channel where every month members post on how they are contributing this month. This is a very, very powerful habit. We understand the law of karma, right? Whatever we give is what we get in life. And when we see this from the deeper Vedantic perspective, when we give to someone else, we are actually giving to our own self at a very deep level. So It's literally how reality works. What you give is what you get. And hence, if you lack something in your life, for example, if you're stuck financially, the best thing that you can do is to begin to open up yourself and give a little. If you want more money, begin to give more money. Even a little bit. It does not matter if it is $1 or $10 or 100 rupees for someone who needs it and can benefit from it. Find such a person and give whatever you can. The quantity is not the point here. The intention matters. The moment you give, you already have received. The energy that goes out has to come back, and that's how reality works. And this is another powerful habit. And how you can practically implement this is every single month, this should be one of the things in your to-do list this year. Every single month, at the beginning of the month, how much ever possible, start to give. Whether you would like to keep a certain percentage of your income for conscious contribution, that is okay. Otherwise, whatever small amount you would like to give, that is okay. If you would like to volunteer your time for authentic organizations, that is fine. If you would like to teach someone something who actually need it, that is fine. You can contribute through anything, not just money. Your time can be a contribution, your skills can be a contribution, your energy can be a contribution, but your money also is a very powerful form of contribution. If you want respect, give respect. If you want love, give love. If you want support, support others. And if you want money, give money. Not forcefully, not recklessly, but consciously. With this, let's come to the third habit, that is about treating money with gratitude and to always be grateful for abundance. And this is such a powerful practice and a powerful identity shift that you can have, which is gratitude. We are blessed with so many things. Right? Of course, in some areas you might be stuck right now. That's totally fine. Everybody goes through different things in life. But look at the other areas of your life. You're blessed with your skills, with your intellect, with your knowledge, with your body, with your health, with your relationships, with all that is available for you, with water and air and food and shelter. We need to begin to practice gratitude for all the things that we have. The more grateful we can be for the things we have, the more opportunities the universe will give us to be grateful. And again, we need to make it a habit. It's not just sufficient to go through this video once and maybe practice this once or twice. All of these things that we are covering, you need to integrate it to your identity. You need to practice it daily. Every day, make it a ritual before you go to sleep. Just close your eyes and thank God, thank that infinite intelligence for whatever happened today, all the good things that are in your life, for your relationships, for your health, for your family and so on. And go to sleep in that energy of gratitude and see how this will change your next day and the next year. And develop this gratitude for money also. Every time money comes to you, say thank you. Every time money leaves you, say thank you. Because it served you, it fed you, it supported you, it moved life forward. Money is not just paper, it is energy in motion. The way you treat it is very, very important. And whenever you give money, don't be constricted. Don't feel bad when you have to pay your bills or when you have to give money for something. Because the very fact that you're giving money for something means that you have received something for it. If you are paying your EMI, then you have a car because of which you are able to travel. Now be grateful for that. With this, let's come to point number 4, which is about clearing your inner conflict with money and abundance. This is where spiritual people sabotage themselves. Somewhere deep inside, many people believe money is not spiritual and rich people are greedy. If I earn more, I lose my values. So these are some of the internal patterns or beliefs that we hold within ourselves. On one level, at the conscious level, our mind wants money, but at a deeper level, the identity rejects it. And when we are in conflict within ourselves, we go through resistance, stress, and we will not attract abundance or money. It's very, very important to see money as a form of energy and as an expression of God. In our culture, we worship money. We worship abundance in the form of Lakshmi, right? We need to see that money is God in action, and we need to remove all negative connotations associated with money. I went through this in my own life. For a very long time, I was struggling with money because internally, I somewhere believed that money is not spiritual. And if I have to become a spiritual seeker, then having a lot of money should not be a part of that journey. But this is totally wrong. If we look back in our culture, some of the gods that we worship expressed and represented abundance and opulence. Lord Sri Rama, Lord Sri Krishna, Raja Janaka are all examples of how we can be in abundance at all levels and still be very, very spiritual within ourselves. And it's not just that when we are deeply spiritual and when we have a lot of abundance and money, we do good things in this world. We naturally contribute. And it's a very important thing for us to do because many people need our support. And we will only be able to support others if we are in abundance ourselves first. So take a look at your inner self today. Take a look at your identity. What are some of the limiting beliefs that exist within your swabhava? These are patterns. Clear the negative patterns one by one and develop a positive energy and a positive attitude towards money. Begin to see money as a form of God and a divine expression and welcome it with all your heart and accept it in whichever way it comes and see how miracles happen. And here is a practical tip for you. Take a book and a pen and journal honestly. What did I learn about money from my family? What do I secretly judge about rich people? And where do I feel guilt about wanting more? And bring these belief systems to your awareness and be conscious of these limiting beliefs and see whether they are actually true or whether they are conditioned patterns. And let these beliefs dissolve in your awareness and clear them out one by one and see how the energy shifts. With this, let's come to the fifth habit that's about practicing fullness or awareness daily. You know, Vedanta says, we are not the body, we are not the mind, but we are the infinite consciousness within ourselves. And we can actually see this for a fact. We can see this and experience this truth. Once a while throughout the day, just close your eyes and bring your attention to the present moment and bring your attention to the awareness that you are. Just become aware of your surroundings and your body and your mind and who you are in essence. See that there is a completeness, there is a fullness within you. And there might be internal beliefs, there might be ego, the body, the mind, there might be certain conflicts that are happening at a surface level. But if you take a few breaths and if you calm your mind, you can see that pleasantness, that joy and that fullness within yourself. We call this practicing awareness. Try to do this every single day and see that you are already full. You're already complete and you don't need anything from the outside world for you to feel complete or full. Just the shift of coming from a place of fullness will manifest fullness in your life because like we say at ACS, yad bhavam tad bhavati. From which energy you start is where you end up also. So when you do your work from that place of fullness, when you go into this world and do different things, in that fullness, you will manifest that abundance and fullness. But if you go do things from a place of lack and scarcity, you again attract lack and scarcity. With this, let's come to the sixth habit, that is have a good mental diet, right? Just like you have a physical diet, have a very powerful mental diet. This is why people say, do not see negative things, do not listen to negative things, do not associate yourself with negative people, and do not talk negative things. Because whatever we associate ourselves with, whatever we consume is what we become. Now, just like if there is a piece of dirt in the road, we don't take it up and eat it, we should also be very, very conscious on what we are putting into our minds when it comes to the news that we watch, when it comes to the entertainment, the movies, the series, the books we read, the people we talk to. We need to be very, very conscious, and we need to create an atmosphere of positivity within us and around us. We should always associate ourselves with the right environment, with the right people. And a community is very, very important here in order to make it happen. That's why we created ACS in the first place. And here are some practical shifts that you can make. Reduce junk inputs, add silence to your life and meditation to your life, and add high quality teachings. Even 20 minutes of reading the right kinds of books and watching videos like this can change so much in your life. So always remember that. With that, let's come to the final habit, the seventh habit, and that is act from dharma, not from fear. Dharma is our place in this world. It is our purpose. It is what we are meant to do, or it is about how we can best express ourselves in this world through which we are contributing at the highest level. This is dharma or swadharma. It's your unique purpose. This is the most important shift. Abundance is not created by forcing outcomes, but it is created by the right action and aligned action. Dharma means doing what is aligned with your nature, your values, your clarity, without panic. When your actions are fear-driven, you will not attract abundance. You may attract temporary money, but you will always find a way to lose it. So fix this and come from a place of clarity, not from a place of fear. Alignment first and results are second. And here is the important point. Abundance is not something you attract, but abundance is something that you are, which you need to recognize and realize that fullness is already within you. You are that infinite consciousness within. It's just the mind that says that you are incomplete, you lack that and you lack this. So make that shift and harness that awareness that you are, and make sure to practice these seven habits to finally live an abundant life.